Here's another way that the GOP tax cut could affect your wallet. Your utility bill may go down. Electric companies in a number of states have already announced that they will pass the savings they receive from lower taxes onto their customers. Michael Regan is senior editor at Bloomberg News, and he joins us now to talk about it. Hi there, Mike.
Hi, Meghna.
So, first of all, where are these customers who are going to see these lower rates?
Well, it's important to make a distinction depending on what type of utility we're talking about. Now, some utilities are actually run by the local governments, and they're not paying taxes already, so they won't be affected at all. But many utilities are run by actual for-profit corporations, so they will be the ones to look at in this case. And so far, 18 states, including New York, California, many others, and probably more will jump on the bandwagon, too, are basically pressing the nation's top energy regulator to make sure that utilities pass on any tax savings that they get onto consumers. And this is, you know, not basically through the goodness of their own hearts that utilities will be doing this. They have to go to state regulators for approval for what they do. And the attorney generals of various states are trying to sort of make sure that this happens right away, that they pass on these savings as soon as they
right.
can.
Right. So there's a lot of state regulation for many of these utilities, but they also, many of them have local and regional monopolies because of the nature of the business. I mean, how much are those companies being taxed right now? Is it the same as other corporations?
Yeah, looking at the effective tax rate for just the utilities in the S&P 500, I mean, it varies like any other company, depending on what they're able to write off, how much profit they made, and that sort of things. Of the utilities in the S&P 500 that are paying taxes, the average rate is almost 30%. So it's pretty high compared to, say, all multinational corporations, because most publicly traded utility companies are domestically focused. They operate almost entirely in the United States. So their tax rate is a little bit higher than, say, a company that does a lot of business overseas and is getting taxed at lower rates in other countries.
I see. And maybe they don't have a lot of foreign money to repatriate to the United States either.
Exactly,
yeah.
Right.
Well, so as you said, since some of these companies are publicly listed, they've got shareholders, meaning that those shareholders will expect as good a performance as possible. So if these utilities are cutting their rates for some of their customers now, how long can we actually expect that to last?
Well, you know, as long as the tax cuts last, that should reduce utility rates for customers of these companies going forward.
Well, the corporate rate is supposed to be forever, the new corporate rate, right?
Exactly. Or at least until the next administration decides to change it. But it's not quite as simple as it sounds. I was talking to one of our energy experts here, Liam Denning, and he mentioned, well, there's also an element of the tax bill that limits the amount of deductions you can take for interest on debt. And a lot of these utility companies have a lot of debt because they're very stable, reliable businesses. But to build out a big, power transmission system often requires taking on a lot of debt. So some of them will not be able to deduct as much for their interest rates. So it will sort of have a mitigating effect.
Well, Mike Regan, senior editor at Bloomberg News. Always a pleasure, Mike. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Megan.